I've been begging designers, design something that makes me beautiful and slim and also cool. Some Tibetan robe that's not made for Tibet. Thank you. Not for Tibet. These robes are made for Tibet. You wear this in Tibet, you need another robe because you're freezing. But in Malaysia, you wear this, you lose weight. You lose body water. At the end, you're dripping. You're dripping. Even your underwear, you have to go like that. Oh, dear. It's so hot. Okay. So I'm looking for people who can make me a Tibetan robe that looks Tibetan, but that's got built-in air conditioning. Yes. Okay, and no dancing and no playing music. I mean, come on. All of you don't have to play your banjo and guitar one day, right? Right? Okay, right? Yes. That means like, but I play the guitar every night. I'm a rock star. You know, I'm Slash. I'm like, you're Slash? That's right. So one day you don't play your guitar, Ken, right? Okay. So I think the only vowel that anybody here will have problem with, I foresee, is what's tomorrow? What day is it? Wednesday, Tuesday, what? Tuesday. It's a business day. Some of us have to go to work. Some of us have to go to office. We can't go there without fixing our hair, fixing our face, fixing our body, fixing this, fix that. You walk in, they say, go home, please. All right? So some of us have to still look professional. So we make an exception. Not everybody. We make an exception. A vow number 8, which is no jewelry, no perfume, no makeup, no singing, no dance, all that. Just forget it. For some of you taking the vow, say, okay, that last vow, I don't take. I take the other 7. You see, can do that. No choice. Better you take 7 than none. Right? Better take 7 than none. Because why? This is not Tibet. Tibet, you say you got makeup? They're like, what's makeup? What's perfume? Perfume is yak. You know, they take a dead yak meat, they rub it on themselves, and then the girls walk by, they go, I mean, that's Tibet, right? This is not Tibet. So the thing is, for some of you, because you have to work professionally, you have to be groomed, you have to wear gel, you have to do that, then don't take number 8. Just think when you're repeating vows, I don't take number 8. I take all 7. For the rest of you, say, I take all 8. And do it well and think. For 24 hours, I hold my vow until tomorrow night, 12 midnight. And do it very well. Any question about it? Any question from anyone? Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. It's not jewelry. It's a timepiece. I mean, you know, you have to see what time it is. You have to get to work, right? Daddy calls. What's going on? Yeah, I understand. Watch is fine. You wear your simple watch. You don't wear your Cartier or Rolex with 58 diamonds so you can show off and flash people and blind them. Just wear your simple watch, lah. I'm sure all of you own a simple watch. Yes. Oh, no, no, no. You use your soap. You use your shampoo. Don't do it without. Just don't do the water thing. This nice lady is thinking she has to wash herself with no shampoo and all and soap. And all. How can? Tomorrow you come here, Westlock, they will say, hello. No, no, no. Excessive means after you finish. No. Can. Those are, it's not you bought the perfume. They just come with it. You can't help it. Okay, yes?
After we have taken the precepts from you, we can take them independently if you want to do it like next week or another day.
Yes. Just after you take the precepts from me, some of you have already taken it, you can take it again and again and again whenever you like. On your birthday, wonderful time to celebrate precepts. On your mother's birthday, what a beautiful way to repay our mother's kindness, our beautiful, holy, wonderful mother. What else do you think? You give your mother another diamond, another ring. She don't want. Your mother's not greedy. Give them your vows. Hold the vows quietly. You know, in a Chinese tradition, they have holding no eat, like meat, for one month, 2 month, or one lifetime if my mother becomes well. Well, same thing. So you can take the vow on your mother's birthday, on your father's birthday, on a special uncle, on a special teacher. Example, you have a great school teacher that really went out of their way to help the students that made a difference in your life. Take a vow for them. You can take it any time. You can take it on your holiday, take it on a weekend. Where do you take it? You take this sheet that's been passed out to you, you recite it just like we're reciting it, and you do it in front of a Buddha image. Then you have to carry this Buddha image to your hotel? No la. No, you don't have to drag this, you know, pack it up, excess luggage, no. You can have a small Buddha image. You can have a picture. You can have a line drawing. And if you don't have anything at all, visualize the Holy Buddha there. Visualize. And make 3 prostrations and do exactly what we are about to do after you have received it from me. Okay? I have received these vows from the great master and the great Geshe Tsurum Gyaltsen of Los Angeles over 20 years ago. And we practiced it in the center. All right? So I'm giving you my source and my lineage. And I am sure that Geshe-la received it from either
His Holiness catches Sangramchi or catches Chujan Dorjichang, Chujan Ramchi. This is his Rukurus. Or maybe even His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Okay? So I've received it from them. Any other questions, please? Any other questions? And for those of us taking the vows who are beyond this room, who are another time zone, you follow your time zone and take this. So even if you take this later than us, it's okay. Even if you take it a little later and you miss a few hours, take it. All right? Let's say that you were supposed to start at 12 midnight, but you started at 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning. Take it anyway. Don't be so harsh. Why? It's better you hold the vows for 18 hours than no hours. So people outside of this room who are out there in cyberspace, you can take these vows at your own timing. And after you've taken these vows, does it work over the internet? It should work over the internet. Why should it work over the internet? As long as there's sound, it should work. Okay? Because you need to hear sound. Let me see. These vows are not refuge vows. Let me make it very clear. These are not refuge vows. These are humanitarian vows. So even if you're not a Buddhist, can you take those vows? Yes, because there's nothing about here that says you have to be a Buddhist. They're humanitarian health, spiritual health vows. So if you take these vows, they're spiritual and they're humanitarian. So if you're thinking, but I'm not a Buddha, how can I take it in front of Buddha? You can take it in front of Jesus Christ. You can take it in front of the cross. You can take it in a mosque. You can take it anywhere you want. You can take it in front of a Hindu temple. You can take it in front of a picture of your mother. No problem. No problem. It's self-determination. So for us who are call ourselves Buddhists, then we would take it in front of an image of a Buddha or in front of our teachers, directly in front of us. Once we've taken it, we have the vows in our mind stream. Please remember that. Once we take it, we have the vows in our mind stream. We can take it again and again. Please take it on auspicious days. When your birthday is coming up, an anniversary is coming up, something fun or something that marks maybe you started your business, it was on this date that your business, you started, or whatever, take it on those days because those are very auspicious days for you. Since it's for you, it marks something special. So you mark something special by doing something special. What is that? Taking vows that bring you to individual liberation. Individual liberation. If it's along the Hinayana motivation, if it's the Mahayana motivation, it's liberation, full liberation. So that's very, very important. And remember, the motivation must be anger or attachment, and you want to break the vow. And then you actually break the vow. And after you break the vow, you're happy about it. That's how you do it. All right, so that means what? I'm going to eat pork. You order it. I got my vows, whatever, I don't care. And then the pork comes, you gop it down, you eat it. You don't even chew because you're so excited, and you just swallow it. After you swallow, you go, that was delicious. More. You broke your vow. Why? Intent, action, dedication. What's dedication? No. Dedication means you're happy with what you did. I'm very happy. I want to do it again. And then you know your vow. Okay, you go with a friend. You go with a friend, right? And you forgot. It's like, ooh. They order food, and then you didn't know there was pork inside. You didn't know there was there was some chicken inside. You didn't know there was garlic inside. You didn't know. You didn't know it had that inside, therefore you eat it by accident. You didn't break your vow. You didn't break your vow at all. Not at all. Pearlie, can you bring Jillian some water? She's choking to death. Yeah, no problem. Relax. She's gonna choke and then we're gonna have a barf fest. I mean, the lady's like, everybody's like, oh, what about the vows? Okay, so what happens is this is, so if you intentionally do it, then it's broken. But it's by accident? No. Okay? Any questions on that? Any questions? Yes?
I think nowadays there's a lot of people who their sleeping time and waking up time is totally turned around. Like we go to sleep 6
doesn't matter, 12 to 12, 24 hours.
No, but the eating times? So
24 hours.
Oh, it's just 24 hours.
You just
hours.
Do 24 hours. So if your eating time is like that, you do it at your eating time.
Thank you.
Okay, you just do it, you know what to do. But for this case, I would recommend you still follow noon.
Yeah.
That means if you usually eat breakfast at 6 p.m., for one day, eat your breakfast at 11 a.m.
Sure.
Just for one day.
Yeah. For those who do it regularly, they could kind of switch it around a little bit.
Of course.
For health reasons. Thank you.
Just for one day. Yes. Yeah. Most of the what? just sit in your leather skin, it means you don't go out and buy it and put it there and sit on it, la. I mean, you know, even the couch and that, what can you do? You can't ride on top of your car, right? Good question, but not practical. Just ride inside and say to your seat, I'm sorry. I mean, what can you do? Be practical. It's just like this question this lady had here, which is, you know, do I wash with my shampoo and soap? Same thing, just practical. Good question, but let's use logic now, huh? Then you can't wear your shoes. Then you can't wear your watch band that's got leather, right? You can't wear some chains that's got leather. I mean, everything's out. You can't wear your own skin leather. I mean, we can go extreme wide. Let me just say, I can't wear my skin. Can you skin me? I mean, good question, but these things you cannot help. You cannot help. You're not breaking your vow. You got one car, two cars, oh, got leather. What to do? Unless you're Xiao Chen, you can switch around, you know? Questions? Good question, but think. Questions, please.
What is the effect of breaking a vow?
Never meeting Tsenrimchi again. Everybody's like, break it, break it, break that vow. Everything that it says here that you get the benefit becomes the opposite. What are the benefits that they wrote on top? It becomes the opposite. Okay? But since it's 24 hours, it won't be so powerful. If you take a vow for life and you break it, you can repair it, but it's much more powerful. Okay? Good question. Questions? Questions? Okay, good. Yes. ...100,000 prostrations between before dawn. If there's any transgressions... 24 hours transgress Gara. 24 hours. In Hindi, we have a saying, Chobis Ganta. You can break your vows, 24 Jama. Which one will you break? Which one? Can you tell me which one? I'm intrigued. Well, come on, JJ, which one would you break out of date? Confess it, come on, before I come there and force it out of you. Which one? All right, I believe you. That looks pretty tough. So what you do is this. You eat a nice, delicious big meal tomorrow before noon. In the afternoon, just drink some diluted juice. Mix some water with it. Okay? And then after 12, you can pick out. Right? It's 12 tonight to 12 noon, then 12 midnight. It's very easy. In fact, after this, you can go home and sleep, right? You go home and sleep. By the time you wake up, it's already almost, it's morning, right? Then you can have a big, fat, delicious breakfast. Feed your face one meal. Big one. So I would wait till like the latest I can, 10:30, 11, then because you eat early in the morning, then by 12 you're like, oh no, right? So eat as near 12 as you can, not past 12, and don't play with your clock. And eat a lot, then you're okay. Then afternoon, evening, you come here, you'll be busy doing this, that, okay, already, finished already, right? You'll be fine. And if you do slip and break your vow, it's got to be with intent. If you slip and break your vow, what you can do is do 21 Vajrasattva mantras, apply the four opponent powers, regret, and do 21 Vajrasattva mantras and just say to Buddha, the Buddha in here, I'm sorry. Okay? Questions? Yes.
It's working. Can you drink coffee in the morning and then have your meal like around, like, you know?
Coffee is not a problem. It's your meal. One meal.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Coffee's not right. Didn't say nothing about liquids, right? Coffee is not nurturing or it's not a nutrient. It's not something like milk. Milk and juice is considered like food because it's nutritious. But if you want to drink water, that's fine. If you want to drink coffee, that's fine. You want to kill yourself, happy birthday. You're going to look dried up and pale and really wrinkly before your time. Oh. Yes. Ken. Ken. Questions? Questions? Yes.
it alright to like play or listen to music?
24 hours, no music. Do I need to translate that into Chinese? No music.
What about it's the ringtone from a phone or something?
Of course, that one you cannot help. Of course, that one, change your tone for 24 hours, like put the beep beep. Kenna, you know how to change your ringtone? You don't know how? I help you. Kenna, any more intelligent questions, please? Well, he's brave, that's for sure. Can you change your ringtone? Change your ringtone. Then no more break your vowels, right? Okay. So if you go on the internet and they play music on it, it's not your fault, that's them. You're going onto a site or something. Sometimes when you open initiative, da-da-da, right? When you turn on your phone, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, that's not music, that's the phone. You can't help it, that's part of the package, right? So if you're riding on a bus back home, LRT, they're playing music over the intercom, that's not you listening to music, that's LRT. It's saying you purposely put it on. You purposely enjoy, you purposely want it, and then you're like, oh, I want music, I don't care about the vowel. Okay? Questions? Oh, good. Yes? Are you pointing at me or him? Then say him. I say questions, he goes, I'm like, okay, what? Any questions, please? Yes?
Just one last one.
Yes.
Playing.
So can you pluck the hair out of your ear? Yes, you can.
We'll be playing some chanting, you know, some downstairs.
That's not music. Chanting and melodious singing is not music. Music increases attachment. Chanting decreases it.
Okay. Even
Dharma music decreases attachment. Yes, that's not music. Things like we do in the monastery, we do chanting, we do certain rituals, that's not considered music. That is an offering to the Buddhas. And by doing offering of music to the Buddhas, you in fact create the potential to destroy attachment to the music. You understand? Good. Questions? Trying to curtail Crystal, huh? Yes. Only some people understand that.
For example, what about people who take the vow without the intention? Just like, for example, they just do all of this, but without the intent.
Without the intent of what?
Of the vows. Like what you said.
So they didn't take the vows, the end. How can you break what you don't have? What's your question? I don't get it. Okay. So everybody else on this planet that's not in this room, do they break their vow tonight? If they eat or tomorrow, they have bubbly, they wear perfume? Then people on Mars, they're not here, so do you think they're going to break their vow if they, you know, wear perfume? No, right? Thank you. Any more intelligent questions, please? I didn't get that really, but never mind. Questions? And don't laugh at people who have unintelligent questions. They can't help it. They're trying the best they can. Shin's like, oh. Questions? No, it's all in good faith. We can play with each other and joke with each other. What's the big deal? We all make mistakes sometimes. Questions? So the exception here is that vow, the number 8. Okay, those of you can think 7 or 8, up to you. Everybody ready? Good, let's go through the prayers and then we'll go through it step by step. Please light incense. Everybody, before we start, quietly, please, we're about to take our vows. Stand up and stretch yourself, stretch your legs. Good. Stretch your legs and stretch yourself quietly. Not that much, just a little bit. Just 2 or 3. We're going to choke in here. Yeah, just 2. 2 enough. It's the same nature as Shakyamuni Buddha. Please think like that. Whether your preceptor is Shakyamuni Buddha or not doesn't make the difference. You want to take it from Shakyamuni, so you visualize it like that. Okay? Guru is Buddha. Guru is Dharma. Recite with me. Guru is Buddha. Guru is Dharma. Guru is Sangha also. Guru is the originator of all goodness and happiness. To all gurus, I go for refuge. Guru is Buddha. Guru is Dharma. Guru is Sangha also. Guru is the originator of all goodness and happiness. To all gurus, I go for refuge. Guru is Buddha. Guru is Dharma. Guru is Sangha also. Guru is the originator of all goodness and happiness. To all gurus, I go for refuge. To accomplish my and others' aims, I will generate bodhicitta. To accomplish myself and others' aims, I generate bodhicitta. To accomplish my and others' aims, I generate bodhicitta. For all the people that's been very kind to you in your lifetime, for all the people that's shown you any morsel of kindness or help or assistance, that's fed you and clothed you and gave you an opportunity, gave you help, gave you any type of assistance in this life at all, you dedicate it for those people. And especially you think about your precious mother and father or those who have been kind to you, who raised you, you dedicate it for them. May they never be separated from the Buddha's compassion and always be born in the Buddha's presence to be able to learn, to transform, to become a fully enlightened being. And in fact, all sentient beings that are existent want only one thing, the same thing as I want, happiness. Therefore, I dedicate my vows and this effort of 24 hours to all sentient beings who wish the same thing as I do. May we all achieve great happiness, full liberation, nirvana. May the ground of all realms be pure everywhere, free from the roughness of pebbles and stones and so forth, and even as the palm of one's hand, and smooth as the nature of lapis lazuli. May the offerings of humans and gods, those physically offered and those visualized, become peerless clouds of Samantabhadras, pervading entirely. Om Namo Bhagavate Benza Sava Pamadine Tathagataya Arha Samyak Sambuddhaya Teyata Om Benza Benza Maha Benza Maha Teja Benza Maha Pidya Benza Maha Bodhicitta Benza Maha Bodhi Mando Prasankramana Benza Sava Karma Varana Visuddhane Benza Ye Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Benza Sava Paramadane Tathagataya Aya Samyak Sambuddhaya Teyata, Om Benza Benza, Maha Benza, Maha Teja Benza, Maha Pidya Benza, Maha Bodhicitta Benza, Maha Bodhi Mando, Prasankramana Benza, Sava Karma Varana, Visuddhane Benza Soha, Om Namo Bhagavate Benza Sava Pamadane, Tathagataya, Arhate, Samya Sambuddhaya, Teyata, Om Benza Benza, Maha Benza, Maha Teja Benza, Maha Pidya Benza, Maha Bodhicitta Benza, Maha Bodhi Mando, Prasankramana Benza Sava Karma Varana Visuddhane Benza Soha. By the power of truth of the three precious gems and the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the power of both the completed collections and the pure Dhamma Dhatu, may these gifts be such. One incense, please. Just burn one, give me. Invocation is inviting Shakyamuni to this place. So when we refer here, protector of all beings, protector in this case does not refer to a Dharma protector. Protector refers to the real protector, the ultimate protector, Lord Buddha himself. So by holding incense, whether you have it or not, doesn't matter. We invite Lord Buddha here to purify the air, purify the place, purify the abode for such a holy being to come forth. And then we invite the holy being to come forth and take residence in the holy image we have here. We don't pray to statues. We pray to the Buddha. So in order to pray to a Buddha or a statue representing him, we must invite the actual being here. Okay? Protector of all sentient beings, destroyer of maras with eternal love, you fully see each and everything. Bhagawan in attendance, please come to this place. And I will recite the mantra. Everybody, please do three prostrations. Full length or half length does not matter. All right? And some of you who are not taking vows, even you listening to the vow teaching is beneficial for you. That's for the future. When I give vows, people without vows may attend because I give Dharma teachings together. Please make three prostrations to Shakyamuni, thinking your guru and Shakyamuni is one. The first prostration, please. Om Namo Manjushri Ye Namo Sushri Ye Namo Uttamashri Ye Soha. Second prostration. Om Namo Manjushri Ye Namo Sushri Ye Namo Uttamashri Ye Soha. Completely take refuge in the Buddha. Third one, Om Namo Manjushri Ye, Namo Sushri Ye, Namo Uttama Shri Ye Soha. Good. Please have a seat. Please read very respectfully together with me. Praise the Lord Buddha, our founder. To the Guru and the founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the full destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings. Please inspire me. To the Guru and founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the full destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings. Please inspire me. To the Guru and founder, the endowed transcendent destroyer, the one gone beyond, the full destroyer, the completely perfected, fully awakened being, the glorious conqueror, the subduer from the Shakya clan, I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings. Please inspire me. Respectfully, I bow with body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of offerings, actual and imagined. I declare all non-virtuous I did since time began. I rejoice in the merits of Aryas and others. Please remain here until the end of samsara and turn the wheel of Dharma for all sentient beings. I dedicate all virtues to enlightenment. Everything that you like in this life, everything that you really treasure. Oh, good, good, good. Just when I said that, it fell towards me. Good sign. When we actually finish the mandala, we make it fall towards us. It means our wishes come true. So whatever you guys wish for, it's coming true, and it's coming to me. That's what I'm wishing for. It comes to me. You're like, but that's not fair. You know all the tricks in the book. I know. You go join the monastery. You know the tricks too. Okay. Think that everything you desire in this world, everything that you like, everything beautiful and wonderful that you like, that you're really attached to, offer it up now. And even your partners, your husband and your wife, everything, your clothes, your hair, your jewelry, your makeup, your clothes, your car, your position, your power, your reputation, all that offer up. And for some of us, it'll be very hard because even in visualization and imagination is very hard. What does that mean? That is the cause of us staying in samsara. So we offer it up symbolically. We offer it up symbolically in order to cut it. Cut what? Having possessions? No. The attachment to possessions. Attachment. Om. Benza Bumi Ahom. Great powerful golden base. Om. Benza Reke Ahom. Diamond hard fence. This iron fence encircles the outer ring. In the center, Mount Meru, king of all mountains. In the east is the continent Purva Videha. In the south, Jambudvipa. In the west, Apara Godaniya. And in the north, Uttara Kuru. In the east are the islands Deha and Videha. In the south are Chamara and Apa Chamara. In the west are Sada and Uttara Matrina. In the north are the islands Kurava and Korava. In the east is the treasure mountain. In the south, the wish-granting tree. In the west, the wish-granting cow. In the north, the unsown harvest. Here are the precious wheel, precious jewel, precious queen, precious minister, precious elephant, precious horse, precious general, and the great treasure vase. Here are the beauty goddesses, garland goddesses, song goddesses, dance goddess, flower goddess, incense goddess, light goddess, and the goddess of perfume. Here are the sun and the moon. Here is the precious parasol, the banner of victory in every direction. In the center of all treasures of both gods and men, the excellent complete collection, I offer this vase to you, great compassionate one, together with your deity entourage. Please accept with your compassion these offerings made by all suffering beings and bestow your loving blessings on me and my countless mothers. This ground I offer as a Buddha field, resplendent with flowers, incense, and perfumes. In the center, Mount Meru, four lands, sun, and moon. May all sentient beings enjoy this pure land. Then recite the last mantra, which represents offering up with no attachment. Inama Guru Rata Mandalaka Niraya Tayami. Now, please, those of you who are physically able to do the following, those who are not, remain as you are, but in your hands folded like so. All right? Those of you who are physically able to, please kneel down on your right knee. And put your right hand on top of your left knee, which is up. Correct. like this. Correct. And recite the following prayers from your heart. From your heart. Because taking vows is an honor. Taking vows is something very, very meritorious. So we do it with humility. Why? We're doing it in front of the Buddha. Okay? Please recite together with me. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas dwelling in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me. Master, please pay attention to me. Just as the Tathagatas of the past, the Arhats, the complete and perfect Buddhas, who like the wise horse and the great elephant have done what was to be done, have performed their tasks and have laid down their burden, have accomplished their own purpose, have cut their ties with existence, and who possess perfect speech, well-liberated minds and well-liberated wisdom, have taken fast day vows for the sake of all sentient beings in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sickness, in order to that the 37 aids to enlightenment be perfected, and in order that the highest, complete, and perfect enlightenment be truly realized, so do I. Then put your own name inside, whatever name you are comfortable with, and I called Tentuku Rinpoche from now on until tomorrow sunrise for the sake of all sentient beings, in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sickness, in order that the 37 aids to enlightenment be perfected, in order that the highest, complete, and perfect enlightenment be truly realized, take the Mahayana fast day vows. First time. Second time, think how fortunate I am to receive vows of enlightenment from such a holy being such as Buddha Shakyamuni. Think like that. With great respect. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas dwelling in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me. Master, please pay attention to me. Just as the Tathagatas of the past, the Arhats, the complete and perfect Buddhas, who like the wise horse and the great elephant have done what was to be done, have performed their tasks, have laid down the burden, have accomplished their own purpose, have cut their ties with existence, and who possess perfect speech, well-liberated minds, and well-liberated wisdom, have taken fast day vows for the sake of all sentient beings in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sickness, in order that the 37 aids to enlightenment be perfected, and in order that the highest, complete, and perfect enlightenment be truly realized. So do I, called Tenrimuchi, from now until tomorrow sunrise, for the sake of all sentient beings, in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sickness, in order that the 37 aids to enlightenment be perfected, and in order that the highest, complete, and perfect enlightenment be truly realized, take the Mahayana fast day vows. On the third time when you recite fast day vows, you must think very strongly, I have received them. I have received them. Then after that, we go to page 5, and when you skip to the middle, it'll say Lama. The Lama says, this is the method. Then the students will repeat, good, good. Good meaning affirmation of what we have done. Okay? So on the third time, be very serious. Please focus. Have deep respect for the Buddha. Have deep respect for yourself. Have deep respect for the vows you have received for 24 hours. This is what the monks, this is what the nuns, this is what the tantric practitioners, this is what the great Mahasiddhas and great lamas hold these vows their whole life, not just for one day, their whole life, and some for many, many lifetimes. So think, may I aspire to that. How lucky I am today on Vesak Day. I can receive the vows that Buddha himself gave and the vows that Buddha himself took to become a Buddha. I am very happy to follow in Buddha Shakyamuni's footsteps. I am very happy to follow in Lord Buddha's footsteps. I am very, very lucky and happy to follow in Buddha's footsteps, to take vows that benefit myself and others. I am very happy. So on the third time, please think you have received it. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas dwelling in the 10 directions, please pay attention to me. Master, please pay attention to me. Just as the Tathagatas of the past, the Arhants, the complete and perfect Buddhas, who like the wise horse and the great elephant have done what was to be done, have performed their tasks, have laid down the burden, have accomplished their method, have cut their ties with existence, who possess perfect speech, well-liberated minds and well-liberated wisdom, have taken the fast day vows for the sake of all sentient beings in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sickness, in order that the 37 aids to enlightenment be perfected, and in order that the highest, complete, and perfect enlightenment be truly realized. So do I, called Tentuku Rinpoche, from now until tomorrow sunrise, for the sake of all sentient beings, in order to benefit them, in order to liberate them, in order to eliminate famine, in order to eliminate sickness, in order that the 37 aids to enlightenment be perfected, in order that the highest, complete, and perfect enlightenment be truly realized, take the Mahayana fast day vows. Think that you have received the vows in the form of that supplication. Top inner. This is the method. Think that from Shakyamuni Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, glorious lights come from his body, very white in the form of a ball, and that is the vows and commitments. And that comes to your body and enters and fills you with light and happiness. Why? Because you are taking vows to benefit others. So your body is filled with light and happiness and the blessings of Shakyamuni. Think like that very strongly. Feel very happy that you can receive this from Shakyamuni. Think very happy that he started this. Think very happy that he even taught this to give us a method to really cut off unhappiness short and long term. Then thinking of this, rejoicing very greatly, and thinking in the future you will do more and more and hold more vows. And you will respect those who hold vows always. Please recite the prayer of the precepts written in front of you with your hands folded. Henceforth, I shall not take life. I shall not take others' goods. I shall not do sexual acts. I shall not lie. I shall avoid all alcohol and cause many faults. I shall not use great or high seats and beds. Likewise, food at the wrong time, perfumes, garland, ornaments, dance, song, and so forth, I shall avoid. Just as the arahats never do actions such as taking life, I too shall abandon these. May I quickly gain supreme bodhi. May this world, disturbed by many sorrows, be free from the ocean of samsara. I'm going to request you to recite three times, and sitting on high seats and beds actually refer to putting down arrogance. So be very humble to people. Henceforth, I shall not take life. I shall not take others' goods. I shall not lie. I shall avoid the cause of many faults. I shall not use great food at the wrong time, perfumes, garlands, ornaments, dance, song, and so forth, I shall avoid. Just as the arahats never do actions such as taking life, I too shall abandon these. May I quickly gain supreme bodhi. May this world, disturbed by many sorrows, be free from the ocean of samsara. And then when you say, may this world, disturbed by many sorrows, be freed, you are dedicating your vows to the world. One more time. Very beautiful. Keep the energy up. Henceforth, I shall not take life. I shall not take others' goods. I shall not do sexual acts. I shall not lie. I shall avoid all alcohol and cause of many faults. I shall not use great or high seats and beds. Likewise, food at the wrong time, perfumes, garlands, ornaments, dance, song, and so forth, I shall avoid. Just as the arahats never do actions such as taking life, I too shall abandon these. May I quickly gain supreme bodhi. May this world, disturbed by so many sorrows, be free from the ocean of samsara. Think I will do that, and for that reason, very strongly and quietly, gently have a seat with a happy heart. Now, let's recite this beautiful mantra to help us to increase our merits together, slowly, 21 times. Om Amoga Shila Sambara Barabara Mahashuda Satva Petma Vibhishiti Buja Taradara Samanta Avalokite Hong Hong Pet Hong Pet Soha. And if you don't recite the mantra perfectly, don't worry. It's the intention. Alright? Om Amoga Shila Sambara Barabara Mahashuda Satva Petma Vibhishite Buja Taradara Samanta Avalokite Hum Pe Soha. Amoga Shila Sambara Barabara Mahashuta Satva Petma vibhushite bhujadara dara samanta avalokite humphe soha om amogashila sambara barabara mahashuta satva petma vibhushite bhujadara dara samanta avalokite humphe soha om amogashila sambara barabara mahashuta satva petma vibhushite bhujadara dara samanta avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhu Spuja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashita Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashita Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuta Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuta Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuta Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha Om Amoga Shila Sambara Bara Bara Mahashuda Satwa Pedma Vibhushite Puja Dara Dara Samanta Avalokite Om Pe Soha
Just as the brave, by keeping moral law purely and without pride, may we attain the ethics gone beyond. By keeping moral law purely and without pride, may we attain ethics gone beyond. By keeping moral law purely and without pride, may we attain ethics gone beyond. Just like the brave Manjushri in great Samantabhadra have realized the truth of emptiness, I dedicate these merits to the exalted ways. that I may follow their profound example. Like the Tathagatas and the three times of praise as the best dedication there is, collected to the excellent conduct of all the bodhisattvas. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by the virtue of merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all quickly be free from their ailment, whatever diseases there are in the world. May they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid. May those bound be freed. And may the powerless find power. And may people think of benefiting each other. Please make three prostrations in reverence for receiving the vows. And think while you're prostrating, I prostrate to the outer Buddha, but by taking these vows, I am also prostrating to the inner Buddha. Think very strongly. Please have a seat. Today is an auspicious day, as you all know. It's the birth, enlightenment, and the first turning of the wheel of our great sage, the one we take full refuge in, the one we fully trust as Lord Buddha. So today I would recommend, no matter how busy your schedule is or how you plan this and that, to make it to the center, to join into the activities, join into the offerings, join into the prayers and praises as much as possible. Spend one day in the Dharma. Spend one full day. And it'll be a beautiful day to spend in the Dharma because you've taken vows. Even those without vows is a beautiful day. So be involved tomorrow. You'll see a Vesak Day program schedule here made by the committee. It's very nice and very organized. So be involved, make prayers, and remember, dedicate tomorrow for someone else. Don't come tomorrow to make prayers and offerings of candles or bait samala or just recite words for yourself. Tomorrow, think about someone else. Think about other beings. So do that very well tomorrow. And be very happy and very dedicated. And if you see new people, new faces that you've never seen come to the center, welcome them. Welcome them to make merits. Smile at them to help them to make merits. Teach them what you know. Even if what you know is very little, it's still more than what they know. Teach them and share. And no matter how they speak to you, no matter how they talk to you, no matter what their body action or body language is, always return with kindness. Always return with kindness. Those who disappoint you, those who take advantage of you, those who hurt you, and those who always not keep their promise and commitments to you, show them kindness. Forgive them. Return their harm with teachings. Return their harm with tireless teachings. Return their harm with skillful teachings according to their needs. So whoever does harm, whoever does damage to you, you give them teachings. How? Teachings doesn't have to be just verbal. Teachings can be your body language of being kind, not getting revenge back, not hurting, not thinking anything negative, and at the same time, when you have an opportunity, speak to them nicely and talk the Dharma with them. Don't let them take advantage of you again, but don't retaliate their harm with more harm. That's very, very important. All right? So today you have received your vows, and for today and the future, I think sometimes today wasn't very clear. People think that if they're not taking vows, they can't attend. They can attend. It's not an initiation. Initiation, you absolutely cannot attend if you're not taking it. So taking vows in the future, anyone can attend. Anyone can join in. Why? Because the vows take 10, 15, 20 minutes. Very short. It's the teachings that are very important. And that's why I wanted to stress why we take the vows. What's the importance of taking them? And I want to stress it not in a, like, oh, you'll get born in Maitreya's heaven. Oh, you collect a lot of merits. I want to go a little deeper. That's deep, but I want to go a little deeper. I want to tell you actually why it's important to take vows. Why? And some people have driven here from Singapore and Johor Bahru very far to take the vows. And I commend them. And I congratulate them. Because they make such an effort to come to take the holy vows. Yes, some people have driven from Singapore and have driven from Johor Bahru, quite a few, in order to take vows. So this shows you that they have the merits, they have the good fortune, and they have the great respect for themselves and Dharma to take these vows. Never be afraid. Taking these vows for 24 hours accustoms you to them, to break your habit and fear of them. We shouldn't have fear of vows, really, and I'm not playing with words. you should not have fear of vows. You should have fear of not having vows. And those who practice, the vows are just nothing to you. They're just words. They're just empty pieces of paper because you're following them every single day. So our point of taking vows is to reach the point where we don't even need to take vows. It's procedural. Great beings who come to this earth, great beings who come, whether to take vows or not doesn't make a difference. Example, I like to use all the time, Mother Teresa. Whether she has the vows or not doesn't make one difference to her. She will be very kind and helpful. So that's very, very important. So now those of us who receive the vows, some of us for the first time, some of us the second time, you have it in your mind stream now. So in the future, when we have this, you can come again and join and do prayers because it's very nice to be together. But if you're alone somewhere, or you're not near the center, or you're not near your lama, you can take it in front of a Buddha image. Image means a representation, a line drawing. Heck, you can have the Buddha on your cell phone. Screensaver. Put that on. If you're in a hotel, make 3 prostrations. Modern technology. And you take the same vows, carry these papers with you everywhere. And you can take the same vows again and again from time to time. People say, oh, I need to go to a resort to relax and recharge. I say, take a vow and recharge. Give yourself a break. And sometimes if you see someone suffering or someone you love have problems or difficulties, take these vows for them. As I said, the Chinese have a very strong tradition of not eating or restricting themselves from something in order to dedicate the merits for another person. So this is on the same basis, but even much, much more. So in your heart, you should think, these vows are not difficult. They're not difficult at all. Because I'm going to make them not difficult. And step by step by step can become better. I rejoice, and I'm very happy and very thrilled to be here tonight to offer you these vows. And I'm extremely happy for all of you that you made an effort for yourself, that you made a difference for yourself, that you did something good for yourself. And that's what it's really about. You made a difference for yourself. And some of you I haven't seen in a while. I'm very happy to see you today. Some of you I've seen you every day, and I'm also happy to see you. And some of you, I don't know who you are, but I'm glad to see you anyways. So the point is that it's wonderful that we can share a few hours talking, listening, getting knowledge, understanding, and ending it with something holy. So, again, today is Vaisakh Day. It is the holiest day of the year for all of us. It is the holiest day. It is the holiest day of year for millions of people around the world. So therefore today, please, since you have the vows, engage in virtuous action all day. Engage. Come and make offerings. Come and do prayers. Meditate. Help out. Talk to a young person. Engage in chanting. Very, very nice. And tonight, this evening, the schedule here that I'll be here around 7 o'clock. Yes, I'll be here around 7 o'clock. And we'll finish off beautifully with a tzok offering, because that's what we do in Ganden Monastery. We finish it off. So tonight, bring some tzok offerings. Bring some cookies and biscuits and cakes and fruits, whatever you like, I don't know. Offer it up to the Buddha, and we'll offer it as a tzok offering tonight. It'll be very, very nice. And if you see new people coming to the center, then you guys be the old people. You guys be the senior people. Talk to them, smile, encourage them to light a candle, encourage them to make an offering, a prostration, an offering of incense, an offering of their heart. It'll be very, very nice, okay? And has people gotten one of these? Not yet? Okay. We have more? All right. This is, I'm going to pass out to everybody. I want you to hang it where you work. Hang it in your home. Hang it not in the toilet anywhere. This is Tsongkhapa Galo. There's much, much more on the net. But this is the different places in the world where they have huge, huge Tsongkhapa statues. And the point is Tsongkhapa Galo. Our goal at Kichara House is to build a large Tsongkhapa in Malaysia, the biggest one in Asia, the biggest one in the world. So what we do is we send people all over the world and measure their Tsongkhapas, and we make it a few feet bigger than the biggest one. I mean, why not? So we want that reputation. We got the biggest building in the world so far, right? So let's make the biggest Tsongkhapa. So this Tsongkhapa galore that I just made, this little poster, it was quite ad hoc. But I went on the net, some other people went on the net, they found more Tsongkhapas all over China, big ones, huge ones, all over. So I couldn't include it, and everybody gets one of these. I hope we have enough. We have enough? Okay, we have enough. Boss says we have enough. So that's nice. You can hang this up somewhere, just pin it and say, that's my goal. A, to get rich, B, to make a big Tsongkhapa. C, to get enlightened, but not in that order. That's good. All right. A, get rich. B, make a big tongkapa in Malaysia. And C, to get enlightened. Like I said, you can change the order around if you like. Okay, so that'll be very nice. And for those of you who have not received this, to bless your cars and bless your trip and bless your life, I've made a little tongkapa sticker here, actually designed by Justin. It's got his short mantra on it, Om Mani Padme Hum, and it's quite classy. It's not like one of these big stickers with Amitabha Heaven and the attendants and 8 bodhisattvas and the 16 arahats and 19 arahats and all the disciples and all his friends and all the dakinis and all the birds and all the trees and what a big sticker, you know, on the cars, and they say Namo Amitabha Buddha. No, I made it very classy. See, look at that. Nice. Wouldn't that be nice to hang, put inside your car? Sticky. So those of you who have not received this, you can get one. Those of you who have received it, if you're greedy, you can have another one. Limit, I don't care, even if you have 7 cars, limit everyone to. Okay, so now I got 7 cars, man. It's not, you pass out to everyone. And also, every day we eat, except for today, every day we eat, and before we eat, we can make a lot of merits. Ben, afterwards. His Eminence is talking afterwards. Thanks. We didn't both realize he was talking. Okay, now where were we before Ben rudely interrupted me? Oh, yeah. So we make offerings. We make food offerings every day. So what's better to make food offerings to Lama Tsongkhapa? So we had this little, by Adrian and Phoebe, stick it on your refrigerator sticker, made. You can go on your refrigerator, your forehead, whatever. And you can recite Tsongkhapa's praise here. At the end, it's offering food. So if you have a cup of tea, you can recite it. And at the end, you dedicate it up. So if you memorize it, you can recite it anywhere you want. You don't have to recite it out loud. You don't have to be some umze in the middle of a restaurant. Have your meal. Offer it to the Buddha. So wonderful. 3 times a day, 2 times a day, 4 times, anytime you like. Anytime a meal. So if you're around friends, you just think it. You know, offer it. You don't have to, in front of friends, like I said, you don't have to be umze in the middle of McDonald's with 20 people staring at you thinking, freak. You don't want that, do you? No, you don't want. You are a freak, but you don't want anybody to know. Privacy is the key. Secrecy is the key. So those of you who have not received this, get another one. 2 refrigerators. Don't try to trick the attendants. They're not that stupid. And those of you who want nuts, I'll pass that out too. Any questions?